Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Taking a stand for what's right means going against the prevailing tide. To do this, we need strength from God. To a large extent, that strength comes from developing a life of prayer. The Apostle Paul modeled this for us in his writings to the church at Thessalonica in ancient Greece. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a six-part series on what happens when God comes to church, taken from 1 Thessalonians. We're now in chapter 3, learning how the church takes a stand.
What we need to do is to empower people. We need a theology of power to enable people to stand. We need to empower people to say, by God's grace, by God's strength, with his resources, we will stand. We will stand. You say, well, what's the take home? Why should I be changed because I've heard this message? Well, let me say first, will you remember that in the Christian walk, every single inch is always contested? There's always opposition. When Paul says, I feared lest somehow the tempter had tempted you and our labor should be in vain, he was talking seriously about failure. He was talking seriously about somebody believing in Jesus and then going back into the world. And really, even if their faith was genuine at the moment, and they are Christians, he was talking about that they would miss out on the joy that they were supposed to have and the vocation that they were to have and the pleasing to God that would be their opportunity. They could miss out on all that, even though they had heard Paul preach and even though they had responded to the message. Is there anyone here today and you say, so far my faith has been vain, brought up in a Christian home maybe, trusted Christ early in life, fell away, did your own thing? And Paul would say that that faith was in vain, unless, of course, you return to the Lord. Second, very important, is that no Christian can stand alone. No Christian can stand alone. You can't, I can't. Yesterday we had a retreat. All the elders and the pastoral staff and the directors, we met together the whole day, actually, until after 5 o'clock, I think it was. And we're talking about Moody Church, speaking about what we need to do to be the church that God wants us to be. One of the topics was the many people who come to Moody Church who are disconnected. Some of that may be our fault. Some of it may be the fault also of those who come who just don't connect. We want to connect because you can't live the Christian life alone. We can't live it alone. We can't do individually what God is calling us to do corporately as a body. You know that when it says in Ephesians chapter 6 that we should stand, and having done all to stand, you remember it says take on the whole armor of God, and then it says this, it lists all the pieces of the armor, and then it says above all, take the shield of faith. Even if you miss this piece and that piece, without the shield of faith, your faith and your confidence in God is going to be so seriously eroded that you will not stand. I've met Christians just like you have whose backbone was no stronger than a chocolate eclair. In other words, there was just no ability to stand. And Paul says, you can't do it alone. Somebody needs to stand with you. When he says take the shield of faith, you know, in ancient times, those shields were actually interlocked. So that as an army marched into battle, it was as if it was a huge wall that was going against the enemy, because they knew that that would be much stronger than all these individual soldiers. Could I say to all who are listening, you need us, and we need you. If you feel disconnected When the service is over, take a look at the bulletin and take a look at the back of it where you have all of the ABFs. That word ABF stands for Adult Bible Fellowship. And ask yourself, which one should I attend? How can I become involved in the ministry? I learned yesterday, I didn't realize that we have 30 small groups. I knew that we had quite a few. I didn't know that the number was that high. Talk to Pastor Peary or get involved in an ABF and find out more about how you can connect, because we need to stand together. Remember that someone who stands for nothing will always fall for anything. And remember why a river is crooked. A river is crooked because it always takes the path of least resistance. And if your life seems to be crooked, what you need is someone to come alongside of you and to say, we're a part of what God is doing. Let us stand together. How does that old saying go? If we don't hang together, we're going to hang separately. So we need one another to stand. But there's no doubt that I'm speaking to some people, and you may be a seeker. You're kind of looking on in Christianity and trying to figure it all out. Or you may be someone who's a believer, but you say, either way, I'm someone who's not standing. I have fallen. What do I do? The good news is God is able to cause you to stand, the Bible says. God can cause you to stand. Remember that there is more grace in God's heart than there is sin in your past. And because of that, stand. There are two lies that the devil wants us to believe. Lie number one is one sin doesn't matter. Just do it once. That's lie number one. And then he comes back with lie number two. Now that you've sinned, there's no use standing up. You've made a mess of it. You know, when I was growing up in Canada as children, we played a game you've probably never heard of, but it's called Fox and Goose, because what you did is you had a whole wagon wheel out in the snow outside, and we had lots of territory where we could do this. A whole wagon wheel, and we'd play tag, and you'd have to stay within the lines, etc., and there were certain places where you could be, and that would be safe. And one thing I noticed is that when we began those wagon wheels, we always stayed within the lines. That was very important. But inevitably, as would happen, we'd cut corners, and soon we'd kick dirt into it, and it would just be one mess. And then we'd always begin somewhere else. Maybe that's the way your life is. Lots of ugly stuff within it. One time I slipped in a puddle with my top coat. Almost felt like staying there instead of getting up. You know, it is easier to keep on sinning than it is to repent. Did you know that? But to stand is much better. God is here today. God is here to help you. And we're here to help you. Because what we want you to do is to stand and to have you stand with us so that we are faithful, so that we can say, now we can live because you're standing fast for the Lord. There is a story which, if true, illustrates this beautifully. When Mount Vesuvius was erupting, there was a guard in Pompeii whose body was found, as you know, fossilized, as it were, and he was still standing with his weapon facing the mountain that had been coming toward him. Now, if that story does have validity, wouldn't it be wonderful if every one of us would be like that guard? The mountain is coming. There's no way for us to escape. We don't know where to go, but we will stand with our weapon, and we will stand to the very end. Having done all, Paul says, stand. And God is able to help us. Every once in a while when I need encouragement, I love to read that story, that remark about this document that was found in the pocket of a young African who died for his faith. And there's something about this piece that he wrote that should invigorate even the most, what shall I say, the most indifferent person. Here it is. I'm part of the fellowship of the unashamed. The die has been cast. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarfed goals. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few, my guide is reliable, my mission is clear. I won't give up, shut up, let up, until I've stayed up, stored up, and prayed up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I must go till he comes, give till I drop, preach till everyone knows, work till he stops me, and when he comes for his own, he will have no trouble recognizing me because my banner will have been clear. All right, are you with me on that? Together, we can take on the world. Alone, we can't do much. Now we can live, because may it be said that the Moody Church stands fast in the Lord. Amen? Let's bow in prayer. Father, the work that you've begun in people's lives, finish it, complete it. Make us a transforming community within our culture, within our world, and our city. And we shall thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and what can I say except the fact that we desperately need believers whose banner is clear, even at great personal cost. And we're living at a time when so many people are succumbing to the world, they are buying into our culture. We need those who are willing to stand and to take the consequences. I want to thank the many of you who support the ministry of Running to Win, by the way, and many of you perhaps have never connected with us. But if you've made a decision for Christ, if it has been a transforming experience for you to listen to these messages, we'd love to hear from you. Here's a phone number, 1-800-215-5001. Now, I'm going to give you that number again in just a few seconds, but let's remember that we are together in the race of life, and we're helping one another make it across the finish line. 1-800-215-5001.
Today, Erwin Lutzer concluded a message on The Church Takes a Stand, the third in a series on what happens when God comes to church. Next time, we'll learn why the church is holy. When God Comes to Church can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.